Ladies, understand this. Men have a role. Do not try to undermine them. And when you see them getting mad, look at yourself first. Perhaps there's a reason. Maybe there's not. Maybe you are a noble lady. Maybe you don't need any correction, which is unlikely. But if you get upset, there's where you fail. Now, when you get upset, you upset him. Now, the result of that, because men reflect women, because they're not their own men yet. So if you want to help a man and he does something wrong, the best thing you can do is listen to what I tell you. I'm a man and you need, and Jesus was the only one who had all the knowledge that I have part of now. That was the only person that ever existed that had the knowledge that I'm talking to you about, that understood women. So they melted to him in a way that was respectful but not sexual. Every woman wants the father in the man they never had. And every man is looking for the mother they've always known to reassure their ego and pride. And if you reassure a man's ego, he becomes more ambitious, more sexual, you know, more unprincipled beast, or just a wimp for love. End of story. So if you want to help a man, be patient. Because when a woman is gracious and patient, there's something about a man that you cause him to look at himself. You can't, if you fight him, you're feeding him. He'll beat you to the ground, or you'll confuse him so much he'll give in to you, and either way, you're not going to be happy. All right. But if you can find, ladies, what I'm talking about, you ladies, if you got that kind of man, and the chances are you do one way or the other, There's usually something good in him, and if there isn't, and you hold up what I just said, he'll run away, and you'll lose what you should never have had to begin with. Let him divorce you, and you haven't committed a crime.